John 2. Jesus turns water into wine. On the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. The mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the marriage. When they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what have I to do with you? My hour is not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he commands you, do it." Nearby there were 6 stone water pots placed there for the Jewish custom of purifications, each holding 20 to 30 metrites, 75 to 115 litres. He said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, and not knowing where it came from, but the servants that had drawn the water knew, he called to the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and when all have drunk freely, serves something inferior. But you have kept the good wine till now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, thereby revealing his glory. And his disciples believed in him. Jesus purges the temple. After this he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and brethren and disciples, and there they stayed for a few days. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went to Jerusalem. And he found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers sitting at their tables. He made a whip of cords and drove them all with the sheep and oxen out of the temple, and he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To them that sold the doves he said, "Take these things away. Do not make my father's house a market." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house shall eat me up." The Jews therefore answered and said to him, "What sign will you show us, seeing you do these things?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews replied, 46 years was this temple in building, and will you raise it up in 3 days? But he spoke of the temple of his body. When he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he spoke this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed on his name when they saw the signs which he did. Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he understood mankind, and because he did not need any testimony concerning any human being, for he understood what was in man.